GNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Hello out there. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew.
We're doing it a day early. Welcome everyone to the Wake Up Crew Halloween Spooktacular.
Really? What's any different than this day than any other day?
Well, I won't be here tomorrow, so we're doing all our Halloween stuff.
Okay, wow.
We're still doing it tomorrow.
So we're just gonna, let's just air the show again tomorrow.
It's Spooktacular Part 1. Or we could have the best of Halloween Spooktacular tomorrow.
It's a two-parter.
Maybe, just maybe, it's Halloween Eve Spooktacular.
This is the day when we talk about costumes and we have lists somewhere.
Do you even really need a costume?
That was uncalled for and cruel.
Definitely was. He's your son. He looks like you, right?
No.
No.
No, thank goodness for that.
I know, right?
Well, today is Wednesday. It's hump day.
Woot, woot.
It's Halloween Eve.
Ooh.
And it's episode 1523. This is going to be one of those days. I can tell it already.
Oh.
We've got Oakland and Riverdale tomorrow. We're not just celebrating Halloween. We're at football.
That's why we're doing it today. It's the Halloween Spooktacular.
Tomorrow, Rockville at Siegel. Today, yeah. Rockville at Siegel is Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. MTSU's at UTEP Saturday at 1. Election day is 6 days from today. Early voting ends tomorrow. That's the last day for early voting. You'll be glad you did if you'll go early voting. Halloween is tomorrow. Fall back to standard time in 4 days. Thanksgiving break is 25 days away, and Thanksgiving Day is in 29 days. Wow, that is a lot of stuff to cover.
It is on the Halloween Eve Spooktacular.
We have done a few lists. We've done some candies, and we've done best candies in the state of each state.
Yep.
And that was fun.
We did costumes last week, too.
You did the top 2025 Halloween costumes?
We can do it again because I'm not sure my list was accurate. I was just throwing a few out there.
Ah.
So we can do that again as well. And we're doing the best Halloween songs, which we're going to be doing later on as well. Right?
Yes.
Sure.
Well, I mean.
Well, we're doing that as our
day.
Song of the day.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just get you in the Halloween spirit.
I'm going to look at this list. We actually have a list now, Dalton, that we can look at. Okay.
Yes, all it's right. Official.
Boy, three good ones.
Yeah.
I don't know where Monster Mash is, but was it not on the list of Monster Mash?
It's tomorrow's.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
No, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, good.
I just spoiled it for everyone.
Thanks, buddy.
That's by Bobby Boris Pickett. That's tomorrow.
Thanks, Bobby Boris.
Everybody knew it was going to be that for Halloween. Everybody knew that was going to be the song.
Well, we don't know what today's is. Unless Dalton spoils
well,
it again.
just a little... No, I'm not going to say it. We'll find
I don't
out
know.
Later.
It'll be thrilling, whatever it is.
Why did you play that button?
Now, who gave it away? There
it
you go.
Wasn't me.
Anyway. He's trying to ruin your hour of the
you
show,
said
John.
The T word, and it just popped on.
You know, yesterday we had Taco Tuesday. We talked about all kinds of things.
All kinds of food.
And tell me if you got this on the snack food report while I was asleep. I'm not sure. Okay, but it could have been on there. Subway,
nope.
had Subway is getting in the holiday spirit. They are having what they're going to give out, Subway's double chocolate peppermint foot-long cookie.
Wow.
Starting November 1st, they can snag a new flavor of one of fast food's biggest desserts, the double chocolate peppermint foot-long cookie. It's 12 inches of double chocolate cookie dough. Infused with peppermint extract and loaded with chocolate and white chocolate chips.
Hmm.
Now, you kind of like their little footlong things, don't you?
Their footlong cookie is pretty good.
It's yeah. a big cookie.
Their oatmeal cookie, their chocolate chip cookie is really good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They're
always hot. They warm them up for you.
Raspberry cheesecake cookie. That's my favorite.
Oh, that's a favorite. Mm. Now, these are the footlongs. These are the
yes, I've not had the footlong. That's a lot of cookie.
I like the oatmeal raisin, but I'm the only person, I think.
I do like oatmeal raisin cookies.
And I like all their cookies. I think all their cookies are good.
I just like Subway. I didn't used to, but I do a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I think they should do for Thanksgiving?
Roast a turkey for you.
Turkey, but with cranberry sauce.
I think they do that. They have done it before.
Have they? I mean, that just seems logical.
You can get a whole turkey from Popeyes.
Interesting.
Cajun style turkey. You just order it and they'll
They're also bringing back their honey oat bread. Mm. Did you ever like it?
Yeah, I did. I like the cheese spread better. They also had for a short time jalapeno cheesy bread.
Yeah, that was good stuff. Well, we've got more to talk about here on the Halloween Spooktacular. It's 6:17 and here's the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 66. South winds will be breezy 10 to 25. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy and continued breezy. Chance for afternoon showers and highs approach 80. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home off of South Church Street.
America is under assault from communist China, and it's happening right here in Tennessee. For years, they've spied on our military bases and stolen our most advanced technology. But now, communist China is coming for our farms, buying up tens of thousands of acres, endangering our food supply, and giving them a bird's eye view of our most sensitive military bases. Listen to Tennessee farmers talk about the threat from communist China.
China is buying up land all over America.
Farmland.
Land? New military bases.
And right here in Tennessee.
And I ain't happy about it at all.
Marsha Blackburn won't stand for it.
Marsha Blackburn has led the fight to stop communist China from buying up our land.
Marsha, we'll put an end to it.
That woman is strong.
She's tough.
This is America.
And every day, Marsha Blackburn is fighting to keep it that way.
Marsha Blackburn, real strength for Tennessee.
I'm Marsha Blackburn, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Marsha for Senate.
Stop by one of our four Rutherford County locations after your Friday night football game or your Saturday soccer games. This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and I'm sitting here with my son, Jack. Jack, what's your favorite food at Toots Restaurant?
It's still those chicken fingers and curly fries, Dad.
Toots, good food and fun since 1985. Many things have changed, but one thing hasn't. Toots is still the place for good food and fun.
Good food and fun!
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels. Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In Game 4 of the World Series, the Yankees stay alive with an 11-4 win over the Dodgers. Anthony Volpe hit a Grand Slam home run for New York. Gleyber Torres added a three-run shot. And even Aaron Judge added his first RBI of the series. The New York bullpen also strong in this one. Five shutout innings, allowing just one hit. Dodgers still have a 3-1 lead in the series. They can close it out with a Game 5 victory tonight back in the Bronx. NBA, Nuggets over the Nets, 144-139 in overtime. Nikola Jokic for Denver, a triple-double, 29 points, 18 rebounds, and 16 assists. Mavericks over the Timberwolves, 120-114 in a rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals. Kyrie Irving, 35 points in the win for Dallas. Kings beat the Jazz, 113-96. Warriors over the Pelicans, 124-106. In the NHL, Capitals beat the Rangers, 5-3. Washington star Alexander Ovechkin had two goals. He's now 38 away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's career goal score.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Ooh, spooky music.
Spooky.
Ooh, yeah. 6:21 here on The Wake Up Crew, and we are powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take charge of your account and energy usage with the MyMTE app. You can download it from the App Store to manage your account and enhance your energy habits. That's MTE serving to make life better since 1936. We've got a great show.
Well,
we're going to be talking about costumes. We're going to play a game later on today.
It's the Halloween Spooktacular.
What game are we playing today?
A day early.
5 second rule.
5 second rule, the one I hate.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's good. In the Halloween Spooktacular.
Well, what are we going to do tomorrow?
A Halloween Spooktacular part two. Oh.
Yeah, it's a two-part episode.
We'll talk about, let's go back in time, because it'll be throwback, and we'll talk about your Halloweens, some of your favorite Halloweens.
That does mean that today's show should probably end on a cliffhanger.
Well, that'll be a very short segment then.
Well, I mean, I can add mine, because I had fun at Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
He had an enjoyable childhood.
Yeah.
I went as Casper the Ghost one time.
I remember one time I had a Batman costume. And it was sick because it was the Batman Begins. I was like six. I was like, I'm Batman. And you made me put reflective tape on the cape, like bright yellow reflective tape. It was a big X on the cape. And I was so mad because I'm like, this is so lame. Batman would just get hit by a car.
Should have put the reflective tape on his bat.
I think I probably refused that. Yeah, I think he probably wanted to put it on.
You probably did. Our song of the day in honor of Halloween and Spooktacular. Michael Jackson from the Thriller album, still the number one selling album of all time.
Crazy.
Michael Jackson. Great video. It was super. I love the way that video ended, too. He turns around and looks and still, yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, that's from 84, I believe, 1984.
Somewhere Thriller. Around in there.
Our good neighbor of the day is Chad Sugg. That's right, for the wonderful advice he gives to customers. Chad's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
That's today's Good Neighbor of the Day. If you'd like to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day to us, we'd love to get that from you. And it's simple. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor. That's how you get the Good Neighbor of the Day into us. Also, birthdays and anniversaries. We're taking those this morning. The number is 615-893-1450. Call or text. It's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. We'll announce everybody's name around 8 o'clock. You got until about 7:30 to get them in, and we'll give away that banana pudding from Slick Pig. Facts of life. The
facts of life. Well, here's a little spooky Halloween spooktacular.
Real fact. Candy corn. Did you know candy corn was invented in the 1880s by a man from a rural county in Philadelphia, and the candy was originally called chicken feed to appeal to chicken or children and rural communities.
So we got him to blame for it.
Yes, it's his fault.
There you go. 624.
Stones River Manor offers a secure environment for their residents.
I don't think anybody could find any better place to go. I checked around before I moved here.
Stones River Manor is a Christian, not-for-profit senior living community.
I just really like living here. I'm happy.
And I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Start the journey. Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Hey folks, it's Mike Sparks, 49th District House member. Running for re-election, would ask for your support.
The issues Mike's championed include the First and Second Amendment tax cut bills, passing legislation to improve mental health, the Safe Storage of Firearms Act, plus he sponsored affordable housing legislation that passed this year. Mike Sparks has been outspoken on Jefferson Pike for 20 years, which led to the $70 million widening project that's almost complete. We need Mike Sparks to remain in the State House.
This Mike Sparks, ask for your vote.
Playful messages like Mike Sparks, Alicia Sparks Treasure.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. A Murfreesboro teen was found safe after a weeks-long search. On Tuesday, the Murfreesboro police announced that 15-year-old Soraya Whitney had been safely found. They thanked the Metro Nashville Police Department for their assistance in the search. Whitney had been missing since September. She reportedly went for a run with other children in the Turfland area, Murfreesboro, but did not return home. Following Monday's tragic death of a student at the library at MTSU, the campus is now back open to students and faculty. However, the James E. Walker Library will remain closed until Thursday. Student crisis support is available through MTSU's counseling services in room 322 in the Keith Lee University Center, with expanded hours this week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The MTSU mobile crisis number, 1-800-704-2651, and the 988 suicide hotline number, are available 24/7. Attention all college students. The Tennessee Promise Scholarship application deadline is this Friday. Tennessee Promise Scholarship covers tuition and mandatory fees not covered by other financial aid, giving eligible students the chance to attend participating colleges, universities, and technical schools across the state without worrying about tuition costs for their first 2 years. Well, finding an electric car charger in Tennessee has become much easier in the past year, but the state still has a long road ahead to catch up to national EV trends. A new study by the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy and Atlas Public Policy says Tennessee increased its electric vehicle chargers by 61% year over year, the largest rate in the Southeast. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew. WGS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on the Wake Up Crew. It's a Monday morning. Hope everybody's out there being safe today. If you're a little bit late for work, don't rush. It's better to be a minute late than not get there at all.
Or do rush. I don't care.
Well, now, you can't be like that.
Can't or shouldn't?
I know somebody in my family were late this morning. They weren't late for school, but they were late on their departure time.
Mm. Ah.
That's always hectic.
Yeah.
Because they have to go through, like, two school, or, like, the Rockville school zone. It's rough.
Man, that is one thing I am not going to miss when I move. Because right now I have to go through MTCS traffic, which isn't really that bad, but it's still horrible.
Yeah. She does a good job, but it's still horrible. Yes. I mean, yeah. There's just so many, and all of a sudden you see that little bright light, that little woman out there,
yes,
doing the traffic, and she never changes her expressions, no, or anything. So sweet.
My favorite school traffic man. What are they? What's the official title?
Crossing guard.
Crossing guard. Thank you. I would have been lost. Is Harold Douglas over at Whitworth Buchanan Middle School? He has never once stopped me because he goes to church with me. And he just lets me in every morning when I'm on my way to work. He just lets me straight in.
Oh, so you use your influence.
I never asked him to. He just has never done it. And he brought it up once. He said, well, when you got that new truck, I didn't recognize you. Sorry, I almost stopped you this morning. I'm like, thank you, Harold.
Oh, so he keeps the traffic moving until you're turned in.
Yes, and he'll let me turn in, and then he has never once stopped me.
Well, you're just like a Barrett, getting personal favors handed to you all the time.
He is such a very kind man.
Some news. Josh Peck, you remember Drake and Josh?
I do.
Show, okay. Did you know he was in the running for the Twilight series?
I did not know that.
He was shocked. He finished like third out of four remaining.
He was in the like Red Dawn remake or something.
Oh, I think he was. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, he was in a lot of stuff. The the only Drake and Josh actor who we're allowed to still talk about is Josh Peck.
Is it me? Is it because I've gotten older? Of course.
What happened to Drake? I met him once.
Yeah, he's in jail.
Yeah, he had some problems.
Oh. Some scandals involving children.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, and
so maybe don't brag about meeting him.
But you remember as a kid we used to watch all those Nickelodeon comedies? What's the other one? Carly.
iCarly.
Yeah, and all those. And then they had Disney had
a
bunch
of them.
The Amanda Show. I loved the Amanda Show. Yeah. It was really funny. She was funny.
She was, yes.
And then she went off the deep end. And
right.
I don't think she's quite recovered yet.
Right. So. Less controversial than what Drake Bell did, but yes, she did go off the deep end.
Well, she self-destructed.
Right.
So anyway. But interesting.
Yeah.
Josh Peck. So he's doing okay.
He could have been Batman.
He's a TikToker.
Yes. He's
now.
And he was in the remake of the cop movie with a dog. What's that one with Tom?
Max?
No.
I'll think of it in a minute. I'll think of a minute. All right. Are you ready for some Today in History?
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I still have a dream. Tear down this wall.
I got the answer. It's Turner and Tooch is what I said.
Turner,
it's Turner
and
Hooch.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that movie.
He was also, I didn't know this, he was in Oppenheimer, Josh Peck.
Oh, really?
So the Christopher Nolan movie. So I guess he's doing fine for himself.
I love Turner and Hooch.
Yes.
That was a great movie. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. The music stopped playing. In 1873, P.T. Barnum's Circus Greatest Show on Earth debuts. And the movie is not really what P.T. Barnum was like.
No, he was a scumbag and a scoundrel.
Wow. That's worse than saying C-R-A-P. In 1938...
Which he was also full of.
Okay. 1938, a radio broadcast of H.E. Wells' The War of the Worlds, narrated by Orson Welles, allegedly causes a mass panic.
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
That, everybody thought the world was coming to an end and...
aliens were attacking the planet.
So there's a newspaper ad that WGNS ran when we ran it sometime in the 70s or something like that. Reran it. There's an ad about War of the Worlds. I mean, it did cause panic when it first ran, for sure.
1945, Branch Rickey signs Jackie Robinson to a Montreal Royals contract, later with the Dodgers. 1952, Clarence Birdseye sells the first frozen peas. Okay. 1985, Rockin' with the Rhythm, the second studio album by the Judds, is released. Brian was that guy that was in the concert audience, and they said, sit down, buddy, sit down. And finally, in 1987, Faith, the debut album by George Michael, is released. Wow, we really went up your alley those last two songs, didn't we? Brandon Brooks is coming up at 6:33 here on the Wake Up Crew. Baby,
this is CBS Rewind, October 30th, 1942.
But I want you to know what I am.
The release of the movie...
All right, what are you?
I Married a Witch.
I'm a witch.
It was one of the inspirations for the TV show Bewitched. It's dated 1983. The James Bond movie, Never Say Never Again.
I was going to put you in my memoirs as number one.
Number one at the box office.
Even old Q can surprise one of you 00s occasionally.
And October 30th, 2007.
If ever I would leave you.
Robert Goulet died of lung disease at 73.
Never.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Make sure your family is well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And cover your furry friends with pet health insurance.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 66. South winds will be breezy, 10 to 25. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy and continued breezy. Chance for afternoon showers and highs approach 80. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Good morning in Antioch. The wrapping of a two-car wreck, 2200 block of Murfreesboro Pike. It's trying to get a little bit busy now on 24 westbound. As you come up through the Antioch area, coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Davidson County, still positive right now down to Ellington Parkway. Watch your speed this morning through parts of Robertson County, Sumner County on 65 north of Nashville. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, make it independent roofing specialist. Give them a call today at 615 area code 991. 12358. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS reminds you that early voting ends at the end of the day this Thursday. Take advantage of early voting now through the end of the day Thursday. Listen, parents, if you have a youngster between the ages of 5 and 14, you need to get with Coach Andy Herzer at First Shot Basketball. You can help your child sharpen their basketball skills while also encouraging positive spiritual change. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Give blood to the Red Cross. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS. Friday Night Live is this Friday, 6:30 to 9:30 Friday night on the historic Murfreesboro Square. The music of the Pilots, favorites of the 60s, 70s, and today. It's all free. The Pilots, our final Friday Night Live of the year, starts at 6:30 this Friday up on the Murfreesboro Square. Don't you dare miss that one. Oh, and remember, this weekend is when we fall back in time. Take 1 hour off of your clock before you go to bed Saturday night. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
We chose Adams Place for the security.
We're talking with Peggy Cunningham. What do you enjoy most about Adams Place?
They lock the doors at 8 o'clock at night, and you have to have a code to get in, so I feel very safe when I go to sleep.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
On Memorial.
Across from Walmart.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
It's easy just to start off of taking the macular degeneration vitamins and going on the Mediterranean diet. Those two things each cause a significant decrease in the risk of you going from the dry form of macular degeneration to the severe form, which is the wet form of macular degeneration.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew. Brian, I've got an idea for tomorrow's show. We could dress up. Have a little Halloween party up here.
Oh, yeah.
You could go as Shrek, and I could go as Count Dracula. What do you think?
Shrek.
Well, you could paint his face green. Put little things, pointed things on the side.
Okay.
Never mind.
Those were Shrek's ears.
That didn't go over very well.
What if he had green headphones with the Shrek ears on?
Oh, that would look cool. He's not buying this. He's not.
Sounds like a lot of work to me.
Well. Okay, fine.
Knock-knock joke, day three.
Yes.
Number three, remember, it is a knock-knock joke. John, today you're going to be participating, all right?
Okay.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Och.
Och who?
Oh, bless you.
I like that one. I knew it was coming.
There's something comforting about a joke you've heard 1,000 times, right?
I'm giving it a 3.
Are you?
Yeah.
Every knock-knock joke has been a 3, other than the one he told, which was nulled, but...
Should have been a 3.
Well, I'm counting as 3 for a knock-knock joke. That's high.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you say.
6:41.
CBS News Brief. Vice President Harris delivers her campaign's closing arguments in Washington, D.C.
It will probably be the most important vote you ever cast.
Former President Donald Trump reaching out to Latino voters in Allentown, Pennsylvania, after a comic's racist remark at a Trump rally Sunday.
I will deliver the best future for Puerto Ricans and for Hispanic Americans.
The man who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer gets life in prison, no chance of parole. A spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Today's sentence reflects David DePopp's lack of remorse and contrition for violently assaulting Mr. Pelosi.
McDonald's is being sued over the deadly E. coli outbreak linked to raw onions on Quarter Pounders. This 15-year-old was hospitalized with kidney failure.
I just, like, couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink. I was surviving on popsicles.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The historic sycamore tree at the southeast corner of the Rutherford County Historic Courthouse in Murfreesboro is slated for removal after the public pays homage to what the tree has witnessed during its 176-year lifespan. Next week, on the morning after the election, a community is encouraged to gather on the inner circle of the courthouse and share memories of the tree. An arborist has obtained grafts from the tree to maintain the genetic line in future saplings. Reports indicate that so far it's working, and a genetically direct replacement of the tree will be placed where the stately sycamore once stood. That process will take about 10 to 12 years. Stones River National Battlefield will be changing to winter hours of operations starting November 3rd. Winter hours will be in effect through February 28th. Visitor Center will be open daily from 9 to 4. All park gates except for the Visitor Center parking lot will be open from 8 to 4:30. The Visitor Center parking lot will be open from 6:15 to 4:30. The park will continue to be closed to the public at sunset. It will also be closed on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. There is a household hazardous waste collection this Saturday from 8 until noon at the Murfreesboro Solid Waste Department on Florence Road. This weekend's collection includes cleaning fluids, pesticides, swimming pool chemicals, and more, and you don't have to live in the county to participate. For more information on the Household Hazardous Waste Mobile Collection Service, follow the link on our website, WGNSradio.com. Socialize with us on social media. Head over to Facebook.com/WGNSradio and click the Like button. Follow us on X or log on to WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment today. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care. care.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here, and so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
How important is it to stay active?
I hear people use the term use it or lose it, but definitely the patients that I see that try to remain active in some way.
Dr. Russell McKissick from TOA.
Doing something to get your heart rate up, doing something to keep your muscles moving can definitely slow what time does to your body. And I've seen people that even though had bad knees or hips on x-ray, still were able to continue to stay functional because they kept at it. We do know that a joint that's in motion is a healthier joint, so even if you got a bad looking x-ray or you've got some wear in certain areas, sometimes staying active kind of keeps that joint a little healthier. Do the best you can to find something. Everybody's body is different, so the more you use your muscles, the more you can slow the decline of weakness, the more you can, you know, keep your body stronger longer, keep your bones stronger, all those things that we're looking to avoid, sort of wear and tear issues that we have down the road, trying to slow that as much as possible. Just in general, our bodies don't burn our calories as quickly as we get older, and so it becomes more difficult to manage your weight as well. The healthier a joint is, the stronger your muscles, sort of the more you use a joint, the ligaments and tendons are more compliant. Like I said earlier, a joint in motion is a healthier joint, and so keeping those active does seem to decrease our risks.
Information you need on WGNS, focusing on the importance of staying active.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we're going to check the weather in a few minutes and going to tell you about that cold snap that's coming. I think maybe the 80s and 85 temperatures may be gone for a while.
Finally, well, we don't get fall. We get fall for like 10 days, and then it'll just be winter.
Well, I never can tell in here in the studio because I have to wear sweaters and stuff anyway.
Well, it's always winter. Yeah.
There will be another clash.
What?
What?
There will be another clash.
What is he saying?
There will be another clash.
I think he's having a stroke.
Of warm and cold air. Clash. There will be another clash. Clash. Hot, cold, clash.
Maybe you ought to let him go into the lounge take a little nap.
It's his medicine that he's on, remember?
Yeah.
You said it's going to give you a little boost of energy. Makes sense.
That's when we get, you know, hot, cold, clash, severe weather. It's our secondary severe weather season.
You didn't say that. You just said, there's going to be another clash.
Did you say clash?
Guess what? It's time to play Guess Their Age.
Already?
Already.
It's time to play Guess Their Age.
All right, we've accumulated some birthdays that around and that just recently have had birthdays.
Yes.
Okay, and I've played this with Brian, and I thought we'd try to play with you as well.
I'm gonna be bad at this.
Well, you never know. Okay, guess their age. First of all, Bob Ross. He was a painter that used to be on PBS.
Is he still alive?
No, he's not. Forget it.
So his age at death? Is that
what we're doing? No.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. My apologies to the Bob Ross family. Winona Ryder, an actress. Edward Scissorhands. Mm-hmm.
Can I guess too?
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Okay. Whoever wants to go first.
65.
Yeah, Winona Ryder. Brian?
60.
Her actual age is 51. You get it.
Ding, ding, ding.
She is younger than I expected. Ding for me.
Oh, Johnny Depp's, what, about 60 now?
Yeah, what I was basing it off of.
What a bad pick. Gabrielle Union. No, she married Dwayne Wade, actress.
What has she been in?
Bring It On. She was a cheerleader in Bring It On.
Okay. I'm going to say 37.
She married Dwayne Wade.
Lower. 30.
She's 50 years old.
So I win that one.
Yeah, she's about the same age as Peter Parker guy. Well, Toby McGuire.
Talk about the Gradle.
All right. Richard Dreyfuss, actor, was in Jaws. That's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Dreyfuss.
71.
Brian?
74.
He's 75.
Dang it.
Brian wins again. We'll do one more. Tracy Ellis Ross. She was in Blackish. She played the mom in Blackish.
I'm going to say she's probably older than I think she is. And I'm going to say 50.
Okay. Brian?
54.
She is 50. Congratulations, Brian. Did we tie up or?
I think I get 2 points if I nail it on the nose.
Yeah,
so we're tied up.
A bonus point. And that's called Guess Your Age.
Yes, there.
Let's hear the guy
time
one more
to
time.
Play. Guess there. Age.
All right, it's time for celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Well, Christopher Columbus has a birthday, 1451, who everybody we used to, you know.
Everybody used to like, and now everybody hates.
He'd get out of school, but, you know, we don't do that anymore.
In 1492, he sailed the ocean blue.
Yes, I remember that. But he was born in 1451. In 1735, John Adams, the second U.S. president, born in Braintree, Massachusetts.
This is a different version of Hail to the Chief than he normally plays.
A little bit different, yeah.
I like it. Smoother.
More presidential.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1941, Otis Williams, American singer and songwriter of The Temptations, born in Texarkana, Texas.
No relation to Otis Redenbacher, who made popcorn.
No. 1954, T. Graham Brown, American country singer. He was born in Georgia. Happy birthday to Kevin Pollak, 1958, American comedian. He was in Grumpy Old Men, Usual Suspects. Also an impersonator, does impressions.
No relation to Jackson Pollock.
No.
Probably. We don't know that.
might want to hold off on that. Born in San Francisco, California. In 1981, Ivanka Trump, American businesswoman and daughter of Donald Trump, born in New York. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Locally, we've got a bunch.
Yes, many, many. Celebrating yesterday, we have Stephanie McGoldrick, Ron Jordan, Robert Alsup, Bill Watts, Bill Bryant, Charlie Monk, and Deshae McDonald. Celebrating today,
Ron Jordan has a birthday today.
John Young.
Oh, sorry.
John Young has a birthday today. Monty Smith, Carl David Sumner, Hannah Lee, Jacqueline Ramirez, and Carl Wilson, all celebrating today or yesterday.
Well, happy birthday to all those folks. And if you want to add to our list, call or text in now, 615-893-1450. It's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. We announce everything that we've gotten in this morning at 8 o'clock and give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Well, today's a little bit of a morbid holiday, but we're just going to power through it. It's pre-plan your funeral day.
Oh.
So if you haven't pre-planned your funeral, get on that. It's also known as create a great funeral day. So make it fun, I guess.
I have pre-planned my funeral.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't know who everybody's
going to be. Am I speaking?
You probably will. Your dad will be gone by then. 655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 66. South winds will be breezy, 10 to 25. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy and continued breezy. Chance for afternoon showers and highs approach 80. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Ready program provides members with $50 in bill credits toward the installation of wiring to support 240-volt charging in their garages. Learn more at driveev.com.
Good morning. It's trying to build already down through Millersville on 65 southbound through that section of Sumner County as it loads up with volume now on 24 westbound. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through Antioch, passing Bell Road, Haywood Lane. You got all that heavy traffic 24 westbound. Pretty much typical, actually, this time of the morning. Also getting heavy out of Wilson County on I-40 westbound through the Mount Juliet area headed towards Nashville. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on their menu. Check it out today online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, the lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Everyday life, never take it for granted.
Visit holyhillchapeltn.org to hear our podcast.
It's a blessing.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy service life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
America is under assault from communist China, and it's happening right here in Tennessee. For years, they've spied on our military bases and stolen our most advanced technology. But now, communist China is coming for our farms, buying up tens of thousands of acres, endangering our food supply, and giving them a bird's eye view of our most sensitive military bases. Listen to Tennessee farmers talk about the threat from communist China.
China is buying up land all over America.
Farmland.
Land near military bases.
And right here in Tennessee.
And I ain't happy about it at all.
Marsha Blackburn won't stand for it.
Marsha Blackburn has led the fight to stop communist China from buying up our land.
Marsha will put an end to it.
That woman is strong.
She's tough.
This is America.
And every day Marsha Blackburn is fighting to keep it that way.
Marsha Blackburn, real strength for Tennessee.
I'm Marsha Blackburn, and I approve this message.
Paid the Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 2 minutes till 7 o'clock.
I'm scared.
The thunder, crashed!
That face is giving me, scaring me. Chad Sugg is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for the wonderful advice he gives to customers. Chad's going to receive flowers from Jenny and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
And if you'd like to nominate someone as our spooky Good Neighbor of the Day, you can do that by texting the word neighbor.
Chad's not spooky.
It was spooky.
Spooky Chad.
Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate them. Also, call or text that same phone number to get your spooky birthdays into us. 615-893-1450. Even easier, head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays so you can have a chance to win some non-spooky banana pudding from our friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Coming up, we've got a check of the latest world news, the CBS World News Roundup. And on WGNS, it is brought to you by the Low T Center as well as the Murfreesboro Special Census.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. Fill out the secure online form at MurfreesboroCensus.com and list everyone living in your home. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
We'll be talking Halloween costumes when we come back right after the news at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Making her case.
The most important vote you ever cast.
Damage control.
I've done more for Puerto Rico than any president.
Teens and screens.
I check my phone every at least 10 to 20 minutes.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. As Election Day closes in, Vice President Kamala Harris used a spot in Washington, D.C. filled with symbolism for a rally. CBS's Nancy Cordes says her campaign calls it a closing argument.
It is time for a new generation of leadership in America.
Standing before a sea of supporters, Vice President Kamala Harris painted a dark picture of what a second Trump term would look like.
This is someone who is unstable, obsessed with revenge, consumed with grievance, and out for unchecked power.
With the White House as a backdrop, Harris stood in the same spot where Trump rallied supporters nearly 4 years ago.
We will never give up. We will never concede.
USA! USA! Rioters stormed up the steps of the Capitol a short time later. Last night, Harris called for a different type of politics.
Unlike Donald Trump, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy. He wants to put them in jail. I'll give them a seat at the table.
But even as she was stressing unity, President Biden was courting controversy. Speaking virtually to Latino voters, Biden said this.
Just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable, and it's un-American.
Biden later posted he wasn't talking about all Trump supporters, but was referring to the speaker's rhetoric, saying the demonization of Latinos is unconscionable. But Florida Republican Marco Rubio didn't let it sit.
We are not garbage. We are patriots who love America, and thank you for running, Mr. President.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports Trump took up the attack in a battleground state.
The comment from Biden gave Trump an opportunity to turn the page from the controversy over his Sunday rally.
Remember Hillary? She said deplorable. Garbage, I think, is worse, right?
In Pennsylvania, Trump continued to court Latino voters.
If we win Pennsylvania, we're going to win the whole deal.
Holding a rally in Allentown, Pennsylvania, just 1 week from Election Day.
Together we will fight, 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 and win, win, win.
A majority Latino city with a significant Puerto Rican population. And the rally featured several Puerto Rican speakers.
We need the leadership of Donald J. Trump.
The former president has yet to condemn the racist remarks by a comedian at his Madison Square Garden rally.
Somebody said there was a comedian that joked about Puerto Rico or something, and I have no idea who it was. Never saw him, never heard of him. I don't know if it's a big deal or not, but I don't want anybody making nasty jokes or stupid jokes. Yeah. Probably he shouldn't have been there, yeah.
The joke turned off this Puerto Rican voter in Allentown.
I was all Trump until then.
And the idea that a comedian said it makes no difference?
Absolutely not, because it's not funny. We went through a lot.
But these supporters, who are Dominican, said Trump isn't to blame.
He hurt instead of help. You should go to help Trump. Get more votes, not less votes.
Because everybody knows that has nothing to do with Trump.
An official in Washington state says 475 damaged ballots were recovered from a ballot box that was burned early Monday. Today, election workers will begin gathering voter information to contact people about getting new ones. An unknown number were destroyed in that fire 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan? Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The man who was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison for attacking the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi with a hammer has now been given life with no parole after a separate state trial. CBS's Allison Keyes.
In a letter read by his daughter, Paul Pelosi says the attack left him with a metal plate in his head, dizziness, and nerve damage to his left hand.
Before he was sentenced, David DePapp spoke to the court about several conspiracy theories. The mother of a 15-year-old Colorado girl who's hospitalized with severe complications of E. coli poisoning is moving to sue McDonald's. One person has died in the outbreak. Health officials say slivered onions on quarter pounders are the likely source. A 70-year-old man is in custody in Atlanta after police say he fired 15 shots from an upper floor at a Four Seasons hotel. Police Chief Darren Shirebaum.
At least three different weapons were fired during the course of this event. The vast majority of those rounds were fired through walls of the apartment. They were fired through the door of the apartment, and at least one round was fired from the balcony.
The suspect and one officer suffered minor injuries. Overseas, CBS's Vicky Barker tells us about damaging flooding in Spain that's blamed for more than 50 deaths.
Roads and towns were submerged in minutes when the floods came. A month's worth of rain fell in 1 hour in the Valencia region. Rescuers call out to victims, but Valencia's governor says many people remain trapped in inaccessible areas.
Federal health officials have new information today on screen time for teenagers. CBS's Alexander Tin.
Just over 50% now say they are spending at least 4 hours of every weekday on their screens outside of schoolwork. The CDC survey also found that rates of anxiety and depression were higher for these kids. More than a quarter of teens with at least 4 hours of screen time reported anxiety or depression. That's compared to just around 10% of teens who had less than 4 hours of screen time.
At the World Series, the New York Yankees stayed alive.
Base is loaded, two out. Breaks a ball, deep left field. Volpe with redemption!
Shortstop Anthony Volpe's grand slam on Fox came an inning after he made a base-running mistake. New York won 11-4. Game 5 is tonight at Yankee Stadium. The L.A. Dodgers lead the series 3-1. There's news about a big reunion tour that's coming up. The band Oasis is canceling around 50,000 tickets for its British tour dates that were resold on secondary sites like StubHub in a move to stop price gouging. The tickets will be reposted at Ticketmaster for face value. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
The information continues this morning here from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just a moment. But let's first get a check on traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years.
Hi, this is Jack Hayes.
And this is Wade Hayes. It's an election year, 2024. Please get out and vote.
Make one of our Rutherford County locations your pre- or post-voting spot. Stop by Toots and make sure you get out and vote.
It's the American way.
And after 39 years, we still have our $6.99 daily lunch special. So swing by one of our 4 Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 66. South winds will be breezy 10 to 25. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy and continued breezy. Chance for afternoon showers and highs approach 80. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 60.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's cranking up pretty good now over here in Hermitage, Donaldson, all that traffic coming in from Wilson County. This time of the morning on 40 going westbound as it gets a little bit heavy now. 65 south at Trinity Lane, all that traffic working its way down through Madison. Still looking good right now. Out through Brentwood, Franklin, up through Williamson County on 65 northbound. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, and something's going on with your roof, call Independent Roofing Specialist today at 991-2358. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And if you're saying, why are they playing this Halloween music? It's not Halloween. You would be right. It's Wednesday, October the 30th.
But Halloween is tomorrow, so it's Halloween Eve, making it this Halloween Spooktacular Eve.
Ooh.
Which, you know, Halloween is also an Eve already. Halloween, the holiday, is All Hallows' Eve, which is now All Saints' Day, which would be the day after Halloween. So this is technically All Hallows' Eve, Eve.
Boy, I'm confused. Okay.
Because Halloween is already an Eve holiday. It's not the main holiday.
Well, listeners, now you know everything you need to know, so we're just going to stop.
Yep, the show's done.
The show's done.
See you next time.
Speaking of Halloween, tomorrow night, there are a couple of several things to keep in mind. Number one, we've got high school football. Oakland at Riverdale, Battle of the Borough. Yes, that's right. So we'll have primetime sports until about 6:45, and then we'll be at Riverdale for the game. Also, it ends early voting tomorrow. And it's Halloween, so a lot of things happening tomorrow. Rockvale is at Siegel on Friday, MTSU at UTEP Saturday at 1 o'clock airtime here on the Big G. And don't forget, this is the weekend that we fall back to standard time, just 4 days from today. And Thanksgiving coming up real quick, less than a month away. So there you go.
Do you do a good turkey, you know, impression? Because you do great animal, you do great animal impressions.
Dalton's.
Dalton's, yeah. You don't do one? Better stick to cows.
That's a turkey drowning in oil.
your turkey's not bad. Yeah.
Boy, like I said, we should have ended the show 3 minutes ago.
We're here to talk Halloween costumes. If you're getting one now, you're probably a little late, but we're going to talk through what are the top Halloween costumes of 2024. And we're going to start with the ladies. The girls. These are the top, most popular girls' Halloween costumes this year. Hermione from Harry Potter is on the list for the first time in several years. Elsa from Frozen made the list this year. That's a very popular one amongst girls. Inside Out Joy costume made the list this year. Inside Out 2, of course, came out earlier this year, so that's a popular one. Bluey from the TV show Bluey made the list. Bluey is a children's, like a young kid's show.
You know, I want to mention about Harry Potter's kind of made a comeback.
Yeah, a little bit.
In the Halloween
a little bit.
Business.
And they're kind of prepping for, they're doing a new TV show.
Yeah.
Harry Potter show. Disgust from Inside Out, one of the emotions from Inside Out. Bingo, also from the show Bluey, made an appearance. Moana.
That would be a perfect Halloween costume for your mother, by the way.
Bingo?
Bingo.
Or Disgust.
Well.
Moana. From the TV show Moana, made the list. And
we should have ended the show 4 minutes ago.
And last one for the girls, Minion, as the female Minion costume.
Very popular.
Let's move on to the boys, see if there's any surprises on this list. Spider-Man, Peter Parker.
Isn't it amazing Spider-Man is still
always
number
there.
One?
Yeah. Always there. Spider-Man actually made this year's list twice. Both Peter Parker and Miles Morales, Spider-Man, both on the list this year. And lots of Transformers costumes this year. Optimus Prime, fully transformed. Optimus Prime converting So it's literally half car, half robot, Optimus Prime. Bumblebee from Transformers also made the list. Sonic the Hedgehog on the list this year, as well as Knuckles from Sonic the Hedgehog. And on both the boys and the girls list, a Minion costume. Minion made both boys and girls. But what about adults? You know? What about the adults?
Yeah, they have fun in Halloween, too.
Yes, they do. Always got costumes for the adults. Taylor Swift tops off the list at number one trending.
Shake it off. You ought to get one of those.
Yeah. This is for women. These are women's costumes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You could be Taylor Swift.
You said adult. I didn't know. Okay.
Yes, sorry. I should have specified. Women. Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Comes in at number two.
What does she wear? A little short little thing?
It's like a black leather dress or something.
Oh, okay.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And then Rogue from the X-Men. There's actually two X-Men costumes, including Jean Grey, also made the list.
Oh.
The Nightmare Before Christmas. Sally from The Nightmare Before Christmas made the list of Halloween costumes this year. Bridgerton. You know the show Bridgerton?
Mm-hmm.
There's a line of Halloween costumes based on that show. So it's like a whenever that show takes place, royal kind of thing. And then The Wicked Witch of the West.
Okay, which one was bad? The East was good.
Right, yes. West was bad.
West was bad, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Do that again. That was pretty good.
It was really... It was actually spot on. So that is
really
our
scary
adult female costumes. Just run down Taylor Swift, Harley Quinn, Ariana Grande, Rogue, Nightmare Before Christmas, Jean Grey, Bridgerton, and Wicked Witch.
Why is Superman never on there anymore?
I don't know.
He should his costume be.
Well, we haven't got
time.
To Min yet. Maybe okay. He is on there.
Right. Where's Batman?
He's not on the list. Deadpool tops off the list for men's Halloween costumes this year. Of course, Deadpool and Wolverine came out.
That'd be very popular.
Wolverine is at number two. Yeah. Wolverine costume. Goku. That's your thing.
What?
Goku. It was like a cartoon when I was a kid. So those people are adults now. Demon Slayer. Also a cartoon from when I was a kid. The alien.
So these are really kind of your age.
Kinda,
really,
yeah. The alien xenomorph. So the alien from Alien. You can get a Halloween costume of that and go as Halloween. Avatar The Last Airbender. Ghostbusters. And Michael Myers. Michael Myers, the coveralls. That's always
I
a classic.
I love Michael Myers.
Now let's look at some pet costumes for Halloween.
Oh,
this is more y'all speed.
Oh, you're going to love this, Brian.
Grim Reaper dog.
Chewy. No. What's in that? Rosie, yeah.
Rosie. This one is the funniest one I've seen on the whole list. A USPS dog costume. Make your dog into the mailman. That's hilarious. A spider costume for your dog. It puts a bunch of legs on it. That would be a good one for Skeeter. He'd look like a giant little spider.
Yeah.
Hocus Pocus dog. Frozen Olaf. A dinosaur costume. Winnie the Pooh's Eeyore, and a taco costume for your chihuahua. So you could do that for Ladybug. And that is our list of Halloween costumes
for
2024.
Oh, yeah, Ladybug, that would be great.
Skeeter's so small.
He'd make a good spider.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he'll rush out and get him tonight.
All right, time to check on sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In Game 4 of the World Series, the Yankees avoid elimination with an 11-4 win over the Dodgers. New York's Anthony Volpe had a Grand Slam home run. Gleyber Torres added a three-run shot, and Aaron Judge drove in his first run of the World Series. The Yankees' bullpen got the job done after Luis Gil went four innings, allowed four runs. The bullpen went five shutout innings, allowing just one hit in staying alive in the World Series. Dodgers still with a 3-1 lead. They can close it out with a win in Game 5 in the Bronx tonight. NBA Nuggets beat the Nets 144-139 in overtime. Nikola Jokic, a triple-double for Denver. 29 points, 18 rebounds, 16 assists. Rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals saw the Mavericks beat the Timberwolves 120-114. Kyrie Irving, 35 points for Dallas. NHL Capitals beat the Rangers 5-3. Washington's Alexander Ovechkin had two goals, numbers 856 and 857. He's now 38 away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time career goal-scoring record.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for things like road repairs, park improvements, and new sidewalks. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Another big benefit is the more dollars we receive could also help keep our taxes low. We need everyone to participate. So take part in our 2025 special census.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
I am Charlotte Gardner.
Why do you love Adam's Place?
Gee, there are so many things, but I guess the choices. You can be as lazy as you want to be. You can be as active as you want to be. The residents are friendly. The staff is wonderful. You don't need to be concerned at all. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't, because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We continue on this Wednesday morning, hump day edition of the Wake Up Crew. And I guess that means it's time for our normal segment here that we do each and every Wednesday morning.
And now it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
Well, Random Questions didn't start at the beginning, but we're going to say starting
it was early.
1001, we're going to start. Here we are with random questions. Where we ask, and Dalton answers them truthfully and honestly, and Brian says, I never really thought about that. Okay, anyway, here we go. Go ahead and eat your cupcake. It's leftover.
It's a little crunchy today.
This is right up your alley, Dalton. Are you ready?
Yep.
You don't even have to answer this, so I'm going to give you a break. What is your favorite thing to barbecue?
Never really thought about that.
Eat your cupcake.
I pulled pork because it's easy and it's quick and it's what I make the best. My favorite thing to cook in general is steak. I really like cooking steak on cast iron.
Do you use timers when you grill or anything?
I do them, yes. I use timers on my phone, and I have a Amazon robot in my kitchen that I'll tell to set timers.
So what does an Amazon robot do? I mean, this
it's
is
an like, Alexa. I just didn't want to say it, so nobody's went off.
Oh,
but
okay. Alexa. Okay.
Start a timer for 2 minutes.
Echo.
Is the saying, do desperate times call for desperate measures? Is that true, do you think?
Yeah, that's why we've been here 1,001 shows. Desperate times back then.
I think it depends on how desperate your measure is. But yeah, I think so.
What are you too hard on yourself about?
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. I think I'm justifiably hard on myself for most things.
Okay.
He can do no wrong, so he's
not
hard.
I know. Yeah. I know that's difficult for him.
It is hard.
Would you fight for the one you love, or would you just let them go? Be careful here, Dalton.
I'll fight. Put him up. Put him up.
Put him up. Put him up.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great answers.
I hope I don't have to fight, if I'm being completely honest, but
do you prefer movies with or without special effects?
I like all kinds of special effects. I like old school practical. I like new CGI. Love me some special effects.
I like special effects. Now, I don't know if it's because of being with him at movies and whatnot, but bad CGI, I kind of see it, and it's like, could have spent a little more
so
on the budget.
So you were upset when they couldn't get rid of the mustache on Superman?
No.
Justice League.
That one didn't look as bad as everybody said it did.
Okay.
When you saw it in the movie. Now, when you saw pictures of it, it looked bad, but you get used to that one.
I've never really seen that whole movie. Okay, well, that answers that question. Let's move on. So far, so good. What is the nicest thing a stranger has ever done for you?
Not technically a stranger, but sort of a stranger. Right when me and Megan very first started dating, I mean, it had been a couple weeks, I went to see Megan at work, and she was working at a restaurant at the time, and I went to get my lunch and ran into Madeline Scales Harris, and she wound up paying for my lunch.
Oh, nice.
Yep. She said, "Are you here to see a girl?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Is it a girlfriend?" I was like, "Kinda, I don't know yet." And so she bought my lunch. It's very
that
sweet.
Was very sweet.
That was. I've never had any run-in like that. I've had somebody
people
pay...
know you.
Well, okay, thanks. I've had people buy my, you know, pay it forward, kind of in the drive-through line or whatnot.
Oh, really? But those Lord Walker paid for our lunch once.
They did. Yeah. I think it was more Kim.
But... Yeah, yeah. What is the if you were a woman, would you propose to a man? And if you were a man, would you accept it?
Yeah. I am a man, so I would. And I guess if I were a woman, I would.
Yes, and if you'd like to call me at... No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa. Okay.
Whoa.
Let me ask
Run,
this,
he has no money.
Let me ask this question then. What do you do to cool down when it's hot out?
Get me one of those sugar-free popsicles from Aldi.
Gosh.
Remember that craze?
I go inside.
Go inside, yeah.
Turn on the AC.
I keep it nice and cool in the house.
That one will get you in trouble. Let's see. Have you ever danced in the rain?
No. I don't like the rain. It's cold.
I can't say that I have. I've been caught out in the rain many times.
Okay. Rain is a panic run to wherever the cover is for me.
Those are definitely the wrong questions to ask y'all. Have you ever shoved things in the closet to make your room look clean?
Yes. I still do. I hide my dirty clothes baskets from Megan by putting them in my closet.
Not anymore.
Nah, she's not listening.
Oh, okay.
Does she still find your socks and the couch cushions and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put them in the cushion?
I don't stick them in the cushions. I just take off my socks in the living room, and I usually forget that they're there.
And that is Random Questions.
Wow. We've learned a lot today. All right, 728, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy, service, life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
My mom pays the base for the room, but then we pay a little bit more for laundry. There are a lot of different options. It's independent living, yet if she needs some assistance, it's there for her, and it's not all included where she may not need everything, which of course will bring the price up. You can add different things too when needed.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro. 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
Hey folks, it's Mike Sparks, 49th District House member. Running for re-election, would ask for your support.
The issues Mike's championed include the First and Second Amendment tax cut bills, passing legislation to improve mental health, the Safe Storage of Firearms Act, plus he sponsored affordable housing legislation that passed this year. Mike Sparks has been outspoken on Jefferson Pike for 20 years, which led to the $70 million widening project that's almost complete. We need Mike Sparks to remain in the State House.
This Mike Sparks, ask for your vote.
Painful messages like Mike Sparks, Alicia Sparks Treasure.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All righty, back here on the Wake Up Crew on this Halloween Eve Eve, I guess it is, October the 30th, Wednesday morning.
Well, it's all Hallows Eve Eve, not Halloween Eve Eve. It's just Halloween Eve.
Please don't interrupt the birthday list. John Young has a birthday, very special birthday.
Yes, it is. Happy birthday, John Boy.
And Monty Smith, Carl David Summer, Hannah Lee, Jacqueline Ramirez, and Carl Wilson have birthdays today.
And if you know somebody who should be on this list but isn't, go ahead and get them into us, 615-893-1450. That's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And a spooky bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. That's the prize, so get them in.
All right, yeah, this is your deadline, so waste no time.
Participating in Murfreesboro Special Census could help bring more funding to our city. It's fast and easy. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
7:31, here's traffic and weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 66. South winds will be breezy 10 to 25. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy and continued breezy. Chance for afternoon showers and highs approach 80. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 60.
Good morning. Still a bit crowded coming down Ellington Parkway, but it's trying to improve from the earlier wreck we had southbound Ellington Parkway just before you get down to Spring Street. Still some volume 24 westbound up through the Antioch area. You got all that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County headed towards Nashville on 24 westbound. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out today. You can even order online. They have DoorDash, Uber Eats delivery, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Following Monday's tragic death of a student at the library at MTSU, the campus is now back open to students and faculty. However, the James E. Walker Library will remain closed until Thursday. Student crisis support is available through MTSU's counseling services in room 322 in the Keith Lee University Center, with expanded hours this week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The MTSU mobile crisis number, 1-800-704-2651, and the 988 suicide hotline number are available 24/7. Attention all college students. The Tennessee Promise Scholarship application deadline is this Friday. Tennessee Promise Scholarship covers tuition and mandatory fees not covered by other financial aid, giving eligible students the chance to attend participating colleges, universities, and technical schools across the state without worrying about tuition costs for their first 2 years. A Murfreesboro teen was found safe after a weeks-long search. On Tuesday, the Murfreesboro police announced that 15-year-old Soraya Whitney had been safely found. They thanked the Metro Nashville Police Department for their assistance in the search. Whitney had been missing since September. She reportedly went for a run with other children in the Turfland area, Murfreesboro, but did not return home. Well, finding an electric car charger in Tennessee has become much easier in the past year, but the state still has a long road ahead to catch up to national EV trends. A new study by the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy and Atlas Public Policy says Tennessee increased its electric vehicle chargers by 61% year over year, the largest rate in the Southeast. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
What I like to think about Adams Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi,
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Participating in Murfreesboro Special Census could help bring more funding to our city. $175 per resident per year. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Those dollars shared with us will greatly benefit our community, build roads, maintain parks, improve public safety, and much more.
It's fast and easy. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:35 on The Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, and it's time to play the 5-second rule.
I will ask a question, or John will ask me a question, and then the person on the receiving end of that question has 5 seconds to answer it. If they don't get it, they do not get a point. If they get all three, then they do get a point.
Yay.
Who are we starting with?
You want me to start with mine to you?
Sure. Okay. That works.
Name 3 items you might find on a fire truck.
Hose, ladder, siren.
Wow.
Very nicely
very
done.
Good.
Yep. Very nice. All right. Name 3 things to pass time while traveling.
Read a book, sleep, and hit cruise control.
I don't know that hitting cruise control is quite passing time, but I guess I'll give it to you.
Sure. Yeah.
That was a. You really, of all the things you've ever said, that was one that you shouldn't get a point for, but I'm going to be nice. John, name 3 items that you might find in a gym locker.
Shorts, T-shirt, tennis shoes.
Okay. Very good. Nice start for all of us.
Yep.
Oh. Items you might find on a convenience store counter.
Canned food, ramen noodles, and milk.
Good. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to get that milk off the counter. It's probably been there for a few days.
Yeah, I'm going to give you that point anyway, but that was a real reach.
It's not quite cruise control reach, but
as my dad would say, I bet that's clabbered milk.
All right. Name 3 Greek gods.
Zeus, Zeus's brother, and Zeus's sister.
Sorry, no, that can't count.
Why not?
I was going to help you, but you never kind of, you know.
You could have gone with like Poseidon.
Apollo.
Hermes.
Yeah.
Pluto. Jupiter.
All kinds, but really.
Mainly just name planets.
But John, Zeus's sister.
Well, didn't he have brothers and sisters?
Yes, they had names.
Well,
John,
didn't say name their names.
Name 3 things that you can do on a porch.
Kiss, rock. Swing.
Okay.
Wow.
Little spicy there this morning.
Kissing on the porch.
I've done it on the porch. Oh, wow. I've kissed it going at a girl or two.
Jeez.
Oh, John, you're up.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got frustrated.
It's okay.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Name 3 astrological signs.
Cancer, Aries, and Capricorn.
Good. Well, he's on a roll today.
Greek gods.
Name 3 famous inventors.
Ben Franklin, Tesla, and out. Somebody okay. else.
Oh. Tesla. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
I had 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Greek gods and inventors. Jeez.
John, name 3 different types of cookies.
Butterscotch. I can't think of that name. Chocolate chip and snickerdoodle. That's what I was trying to think of.
Butterscotch cookies. Sorry.
Okay, excuse me, Zeus's sister.
Well, I get Greek.
Zeus's sister in cruise control.
What, I get Greek gods and whatever, and somebody gets the, what's
just
on a
because
porch.
Because you've not had a butterscotch cookie doesn't mean they don't make them. There we go.
Okay.
Name 3 items, Dalton, you might find in a diaper bag.
Diapers, pacifier, formula.
Ooh, I think he's ready.
Mm-hmm. All right, are you ready? This one's not an easy one.
Just of course so it's know. Not.
Name 3 ranks of English royalty.
Queen, prince, and princess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought he'd say
I modified the question a little bit to make, because he has gotten some difficult ones. But
He hadn't gotten any difficult ones.
John, name three summer outdoor activities.
Swimming, ball playing, and skydiving.
Just right there on the tip of your tongue.
Got it. No, skydiving. I got it.
Oh, we'll give it to him. Why
yeah,
not?
I had skydiving it when it went off.
Went skydiving.
Okay, Mr. Gotta be perfect. Name three ways to lose weight.
Diet, exercise, and liposuction.
You know, I hate to say it, but he's right. There you go.
All right. That's the 5-second rule on the Wake Up Crew.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We use cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. Republic Services, we are sustainability in action.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. We invite you to come shop with us. Everyone needs a watch, and we have a wide selection of watches. Here at Bell Jewelers, we have Seiko, Longines, and pre-owned Rolexes of a timepiece that can last you a lifetime. And then we have just a broad selection of pre-owned Rolexes. Longines makes 50% ladies' watches and 50% men's watches, which is really rare with a luxury timepiece. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Adam's Place is tailored to you.
Well, I'm on a salt-free diet, so they're very good, Dale.
And exercise?
Well, I do a lot of walking. I have a bed bag.
Peggy Cunningham invites you to...
just come on and live with us.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
On Memorial.
Across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back in on this Wednesday hump day edition of the Wake Up Crew, October 30th. The show about in the books here this morning, episode 1523. And we say good morning to our friends at MTE. They help power the Wake Up Crew. And since 1936, they have helped provide light, comfort, and connection to the community. Powering the community, MTE as your trusted energy advisor. MTE is always here to help. Connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app. Today's good neighbor of the day, Chad Sugg, is the good neighbor for the wonderful advice that he gives to customers. That's Chad Sugg, our good neighbor of the day from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio, WGNS. So congratulations to Chad. And if you would like to send in a good neighbor of the day nomination, we'll get them on in the next coming week. So help us out. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Those are the ways to get in your good neighbor of the day here to us at News Radio WGNS.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Let's see.
I don't know. That's the only part I know of the joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ock.
Ock too.
Bless you.
I didn't know whether I was supposed to do it or not.
Well, he started it and you finished it. Replay. You're horrible at it.
You got a high three.
Well, earlier you guys did it right.
Ock who?
Och.
Och.
I thought he said Och too. That's what
Och. Who?
That would
Och
be
you.
My
at you.
Yeah. Oh Lordy. Well,
hey,
it's
the good news is Dalton, this is your last day.
Yeah, it's true. And week. I got two threes.
Yeah.
It was rigged.
Which is the equivalent of a five.
Yep. And I didn't get any of the...
How is it equivalent to a five?
Because it's a knock-knock joke.
Did you not
joke.
Listen
they're
to when we explain
good.
That? All knock-knock jokes, you have to lower the level.
Because they're not funny.
Yeah, follow the directions, Brian. Next time you do a knock-knock joke, you'll get a 3. That'll be the high score.
Yes, or it'll be worse.
Or it'll be 1 or null.
Yeah.
I kind of like that null.
I couldn't tell
Mine was
the
still
ones.
The best joke of the week.
Which one was that? Yeah, we don't remember it either.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
That was not what you said. That was not the joke. Now you're it's revisionist history.
Interrupting cow who?
Moo!
He didn't even interrupt you that time.
I thought the best part of it when he
Moo.
Said, "Where's Batman?" I don't you know.
Well, that's what we've learned today.
Yeah.
It's been a wild and wacky Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. We've been all over the place.
Maybe we ought to call that Wacky Wednesday.
We've been all over space and time today.
I don't even remember half the things we talked about.
Where's Batman? I remember that.
Do you?
Costumes.
Oh, yes. But Batman wasn't on the list.
I know.
Neither was Superman. Deadpool and Wolverine. I know Superman has ruined himself because they've changed his costume
so
many times.
So is Spider-Man.
Well,
Spider-Man's had
Spider-Man's
6 different
got
costumes.
That, but he's still got that basic one, you know?
Yeah, but so does Superman.
But every kid wants to be
Only
Spider-Man.
Only one Superman costume hasn't just looked like the rest of them, and that's Henry Cavill's.
Dalton is a hillbilly this week.
Who?
Dalton, a hillbilly, because he's got a stick in his mouth. Have you noticed that? You haven't
I thought it was a cigar.
No.
This is a licorice root.
Really?
There was a recommendation by my dentist, was to chew on this instead of plastic, because I keep hurting my teeth.
Well, and where do you get licorice root at?
Amazon.
That's a licorice root store. Where do you think?
What's wrong with me? Why did I know that?
This one is cherry flavored.
I might ought to try that, too.
I just look over, and all the time I see him with a stick
in
his mouth.
You just kind of leave it in your mouth, and then it gets soft.
Yeah.
Well, here's our song of the day as we get out of here this Wednesday. It's been a wacky Wednesday. I hope you enjoyed the show. The podcast will be up shortly. Enjoy some Michael Jackson Halloween song as we get out of here today.